1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around 10 o'clock tonight. Put your glad rags on.
Yeah, WTIC. Thank you for being here. Let's talk. 860-522-9842. I was poking around the internet today, and I found this list a little upsetting. It's a list of the 25 best vocalists. Rock, pop, whatever. You know, popular music, but that includes rock and roll, heavy metal, whatever you want. 25 best of all time. Best rock frontmen is the way they termed it, and that includes women. Because there are some women in here. There's a couple women I've never even heard of. A couple bands, a lot of singers. I couldn't tell you any of their music. And, you know, I lived through most of this being hyper connected to it. But anyway, I went through this list from 25 up. Don't go running. I just want you to call in and tell me who's the best rock and roll frontman of all time. Who's number one in your mind? Best lead singer frontman. Okay? And then I'll tell you who's on this list, because I was so disappointed with who they had as number one on this list. It's from Billboard magazine. 860-522-9842. Who is the best rock and roll pop music frontman of all time? Mark, West Hartford, hi.
Hey, well, I wasn't going to talk about that, but I'll tell you, I'm not a huge Aerosmith fan, but Steve Tyler, what a front man from start to finish.
Yeah, he was pretty high up on this list. I forget. I think he was in, like, the top five or six or something like that.
Bruce Springsteen's got to be there then.
Where would you put Springsteen?
Oh, I'd put him above Steve Tyler. Just
you would?
His following. Yeah, I've seen him a few times.
And
he's another one. He's up there. He's sweating buckets.
There was something about the flamboyance of Steve Tyler, I think, that was...
Oh, he's great on stage.
Yeah. Not that I saw him. The closest I came to seeing him live was standing out the... Oh, at Nantasket Beach. What was the place called there in Massachusetts? There was a club there, and their first album, and Dream On, became a big hit, and they were already under contract to play there. So
yep.
I was a kid, you know, I was in high school and I was standing outside listening to them play at 11 o'clock at night or something. It was pretty fun.
A friend I grew up with from my neighborhood, look up, Google Kevin the Pie Guy, Hartford, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. He was working part-time at Comcast. Aerosmith was there for a week setting up before they were going on tour.
Yep.
He fell in love with the caterer and especially his pies. He went on tour for 2 years with them. They did an article in The Current. Kevin the Pie Guy.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Hey, listen, do me a favor sometime.
Yeah.
Because you talk about incumbents and, term limits.
Okay.
Get Mayor Dickinson from Wallingford on.
See, okay, how come?
He shouldn't be an anomaly. He's actually been in office 36 years. He's just now going to enter his 19th race.
Mm-hmm.
And everything, all my friends and relatives that live in Wallingford love the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're always in the black. They have their own power plant. Talk about fiscally responsible. Have him on sometime. Ask him, you know, why is it that other mayors from other times, especially here in Connecticut, all over the country, should be flocking or wanting to have lunch with him and asking him for advice?
Because I will.
36 years.
I will do that.
On the radio.
I will do that. And I will also ask him why he doesn't retire so somebody else can do it.
Well,
because even though he's done all those great things, but you always need fresh blood, don't you think, Mark?
Oh, not if something's working. Nah, I'm old school. You can't be, listen, whether it's a tradesman or a professor or a cop or a firefighter, whatever, you can't beat experience. And you know what? You only hope that whoever he passes the torch to had paid attention and can mimic him a little bit. But no, as long as whoever replaces him maybe worked alongside him or studying him for a little bit, then I would agree to that. But fresh blood doesn't mean anything to me if all they're bringing is youth. You know, I don't count on it. Hey, I got three youths in my house, and I love them to death, but they don't impress me that much.
Thank you, Mark. 860-522-9842. We're looking for the best musical frontman in history. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll discuss that, all right? Maybe you can, we've got one open phone line. You can pop into that right now if you want to. Stay with us on WTIC. My computer froze, so I'm... That's why I can't see. I'm asking my producer, Mike, who's at what position on this list. I want to know who you think is the best of all singers. So one of the people I don't think should be number one on the best all time that a lot of people like. Well, wait a sec. Let me get David in here from Enfield. David, go ahead.
Hi, Todd.
How you doing?
Good. I'm good. You?
Go ahead. What's your who do you think is number one or should be number one?
I like a lot of bands. There's a lot of good frontmen, but the one that really came to mind first and foremost is Freddie Mercury.
Mm-hmm. And make the argument.
I just the history behind him. I just think he's got a great voice. I just like the band, the music. I'm from that era. I mean, I like Led Zeppelin. I like all that music, but he's just the energy and just the story.
It's one of the fascinating things about these guys. So Freddie Mercury, the range, the movie was just out last year, and you've got this range of people from like the nursing home down to junior high school who can look at Freddie Mercury and say, this guy's one of the best. And my producer is in his 20s. I'm in my 60s, and we both think Robert Plant should be number one on this list. And it's really fascinating that these guys have that ability to be multi-generational to me.
Yeah, I have two children. I got two kids, one's 25, one's 29, and they both, you know, the movie and the kind of music, they're still into it. One's a daughter, one's a son, and...
I'm sorry, you were breaking up a little bit. They were both into the Queen movie, is that what you're saying?
Led Zeppelin and the Stones and all the
all
bands. I'm 60 and they're mid 20s and one's 29, one's 25, and they love the music.
Yeah, so it's who would have thought back then? We thought it was such we thought it was so rebellious, and here it is. It's just the best music of the last whatever. 860-522-9842, and Ken in Winchester is next. Hi, Ken.
Hey, how you doing?
What do you think? Who's number one?
Frank Zappa.
Come on.
Everybody forgot about the aging of rock and roll, Frank Zappa. Moon Cricket, his daughter, and DeWeasel, his son.
Moon like, Unit, wasn't it? Moon Unit?
Moon Unit and Moon Unit.
Yeah. You said
yeah,
Moon Cricket.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about them?
And a very good friend of mine who's deceased, Randy Rhoads.
Yep.
Okay. Grew up with him up at West Hill.
Where did they grow up?
West Hill. West
why,
Hill.
Is that why you're into Park them?
What?
Is that why you're into Zappa?
Zappa was the aging of rock and roll. No one will play Zappa anymore on any radio station.
Well,
why?
Because nobody knows his music.
Was he barred from all radio stations?
No, he just never. He was so eclectic and weird that he never became a big star.
He was the greatest of all.
Well, he sure could play guitar. He was an amazing guitarist.
Oh, he could play every instrument known to man.
Well, that's not necessarily helpful in the whole thing. But thank you, Ken. Ken's got an axe to grind on Frank Zappa. But you've got to be socially acceptable, palatable, to be the biggest of all time, don't you? Mark in Southington. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I immediately thought, come to my mind, was Mick Jagger. I'm not a big Stones fan, but... I went to one of their concerts, someone had given me tickets, and it was probably one of the best shows I've ever seen. And
was this recent Stones, or are you talking about a long time ago?
No, quite a while ago, but they're still playing. I mean, they're still around.
Oh, I know, but I saw a clip of Jagger on the news from a recent show, and it was scary to see him. I mean, he really looked like an old man moving around on the stage. So I don't know if he's helping his stature by continuing to perform.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen a clip, so. But I'm going on what I saw a number of years ago, but it was just my opinion.
Well, that's what we're looking for, is your opinion. Thank you for that, Mark. You know, that's what it's all about. We're doing opinions here, and there's no other way to properly process this, but that doesn't mean you can't have an argument for it. So for me, Robert Plant, well, I think Zappa's the greatest rock band ever, and Robert Plant was a rock singer in the way I think of a rock singer. So even though Freddie Mercury was amazing, there was the glamour thing, and he was too good of a singer in my mind, like too pure of a singer. Rock and roll's more of an eclectic, idiosyncratic voice. But then again, I think you could make an argument for Paul McCartney, who really isn't technically even a front man, but still he was. And Paul McCartney could sing ballads beautifully and do rock and roll singing. And you could also make an argument for John Lennon. And neither of them would be considered because, by most people, I think, because they were together. But, you know, it doesn't have to be a rock band. Anyway, so I kind of lean against the great singer front man because I like rock and roll to be a little rougher. 860-522-9842. We'll keep talking about this and other things when we continue. Yeah, best concert I ever saw was Led Zeppelin and Janis Joplin thrown in there with an asterisk. 860-522-9842. Let's see who's first here. Kathy in Manchester. Hello, Kathy.
Hey, Todd. Just going to give you a quick no tolls update, if that's okay.
Please.
Our store is now open, so you can buy your no tolls T-shirts for $15 and lawn signs for $10.
Okay.
And all proceeds will help support our efforts come next round for advertising, billboards, newsletters, things of that nature. So please go to www.notollct.org and please get your T-shirt and lawn sign. And I agree, Robert Plant, and no one's mentioned Jim Morrison so far either.
Yeah, so. Jim Morrison. Mike, where was Jim Morrison on the list? Do you recall what number he was? All right, Mike's looking it up.
Yeah, but
because Mike was complaining, Jim Morrison should have been higher on the list. 13.
Well, I thought I took a sneak at the list. Robert Plant definitely should have been higher. No one can do a whole lot of love like he can, but
that's for sure.
But Morrison's definitely of the '60s, and Led Zeppelin. That was my high school years. That's the soundtrack of our high school years. Nothing better than Led Zeppelin. But I went to the Blondie and Elvis Costello concert. I didn't win tickets.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know if he got any feedback. He was horrible. But
oh, was he really?
He was horrible. He was absolutely horrible. But she went on first, and she's on the list, and she was absolutely phenomenal. I could not believe at 75 she could still do it.
Wow, she's 75.
That was great. So she deserves being on that list.
I wish you hadn't told me that, though, Kathy, that she's 75. Thank you for the call. 860-522-9842. We're looking at a list of the top 25 lead singers of all time. What is your opinion for number one? Chad in Middletown. Hi, Chad.
Hey, Todd. How are you doing? Not knowing what the criteria that Billboard put for a frontman, so I don't really know what their definition is. I've got two from the 60s and two from the early 80s.
Yeah.
I've got David Ruffin.
What band's that?
And Frankie Valli.
Who did was Ruffin under his own name, or was he?
Ruffin went when he was with the Temptations.
The Temptations, okay.
And then you got Frankie Valli, obviously, with the Four Seasons, and both of them had their own, you know, independent careers. About also, I know from an entertainment factor, you've got Sting when he was with the Police.
Yep.
And Geddy Lee.
Who's that?
From Rush.
Rush, okay.
So,
good. You've got interesting. You're not right up the middle like most people. That's
I just figured not knowing what their criteria was, I figured some of these guys have had solo careers that were successful, but obviously are all successful obviously with their independent bands also. So Geddy's the only one who's pretty much stuck with the band the whole time. But I from a frontman, they all kind of stand out. And if
sure.
you mention those bands' names or something, those names always come up to
Chad, thank you so much for the call. 860-522-9842. So I've been poking around this list. The greatest 25 rock frontmen and women of all time from Billboard. And I don't see their criteria. Mike, did you see any criteria around there? Yeah. I don't know what it is. Well, it's fine with me. I don't care about the criteria. Bon Jovi's number 25. I was never impressed. Obviously a good pop star, but I don't know. And then Steve Tyler, I was wrong. I thought Steve Tyler was higher up on the list. He's only 24, one place in front of Bon Jovi. Then there's at 23, Kathleen Hanna, somebody I've never heard of. Kathleen hasn't achieved the commercial success of most of the artists on this list, but her contribution to rock and from punk band Bikini Kill and beyond can't be underestimated. So they're pretty loose with it. I think they're looking for influential people. Who's your number one best front man of a rock band ever? Mark calling from Southington. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Todd. How you doing?
Thanks for the call.
I'll give you Robert Plant is right up there. He'd be my number two, but my number one, being a musician myself, is Ronnie James Dio, especially the stuff he did with Black Sabbath.
So who was he? I don't know the name.
Ronnie James Dio was with Rainbow. He was with Black Sabbath. He had a great solo career.
Mm-hmm.
He was the singer that took over after Ozzy left Sabbath.
Oh, okay. And was he a better singer than Ozzy?
Yeah, always a way better singer than Ozzy. The guy has a range like nobody else.
Mm-hmm. Good. I'll check that out. I'm not familiar.
All right.
Thank you for having a surprise name. That's an interesting thing, too, is that, you know, everybody's got a different little window into music based on preference and based on timing. So it gives us, like, the number one on this list, I'll tell you, is Bruce Springsteen. That's why I wanted to talk about it, because I know Bruce is a huge thing. But I don't quite understand why he's quite so huge. And it bothers me that he's number one on this. But, you know, I know he's a big thing. I know he's a powerful force as a frontman in particular. So I can see that, you know, he's not the greatest singer in the world, but he is somebody who people love him in concert. And that's a big part of this. 860-522-9842. Next up is Bob in Waterbury. What's up, Bob?
Hi, Todd. I went to see Charlie Daniels' band several times. And what I think about a front man is the way he gets along with the audience. As soon as he came on the stage, he said, "Thank you for having me." You know, it was like you were part of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And he always played great. He did everything good. So, I mean, he's probably not on that list. But on the other end, I went and saw Van Morrison one time.
Yep.
And it made, like, it seemed like there was, like, a window there. It seemed like he was doing us a favor for paying $70 to see him.
Oh, you mean he was behind, he had himself walled off from you behind the glass.
Well, that's what it seemed like. It seemed like, you know, hey, everybody said, hey, and he glum and, you know, that. You know, and people were paying money for it. At least they acknowledged the audience.
When was this?
Oh, it was a long time ago. They used to have concerts at Lake Compound.
Yeah, but like what decade was this?
Probably about 15, 20 years ago. You know, Lake Compound.
Okay.
Van Morrison actually came there. And people paid a lot of money to
That's
see
amazing.
It. Like, oh, yeah, it was, we're figuring this is going to be the greatest thing. And the guy was just like stoned.
You know where was I mean? Where was the stage? Was it near the amusement rides or out in the parking lot or what?
It's changed so much in the last 20 years. Yeah, there was a little run there where Lake Compounds had bands like every couple months in Van. Oh, this is going to be great.
Yeah,
and at least they hide to the audience.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate when and I don't understand it either. You know, maybe they don't like what they're doing. I guess, and they're frustrated with their own shyness and just.
But Charlie Daniels,
turn into
every
themselves.
Time I've seen Charlie Daniels, I've seen him down the Palace Theater down here in Waterbury. And he was my first concert like 40 years ago. And
yep.
I saw him like 3 years ago.
All right, we got a vote for Charlie Daniels. Thank you for that, Bob. And he's lasted through the years, which is a good thing, to be able to see him on both ends of his career and still like him. 860-522-WTIC. I don't go to a lot of concerts anymore, I have to say. But when I was in high school, I saw some good stuff. 860-522-WTIC. Who do you think is the best ever? Your experience. It doesn't have to have been a concert thing. Let's go to Mike Allen, find out how the ride home is going, traffic and weather together on the 8th. You have a favorite, Mike, front man of all time?
Well, yeah, I mean, I have several, but I would certainly go with, well, I like the Eagles. Maybe that's not the best to say, but a guy that I got to know and truly liked his music was Harry Chapin. So
cool.
Two very different people, but yeah, I got to know him well. I actually flew him once. So
wow.
860-522-9842.
So we're talking about the best frontman ever. And again, you don't have to have seen the band. This isn't like concert frontman. It's just of all the acts in history, who's the best lead person on the stage or on the album? And clearly there is a lot of room for different opinions. No reason we can't have some disputes on this. Bert is calling from Norwich. Hello, Bert.
Hi, Todd. How you doing?
What are your thoughts on this, Bert?
Well, I have a favorite because he touches my soul when I see him, and he's going to be here next week with the Doobie Brothers at Xfinity, Carlos Santana.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and so I was kind of surprised that Santana's the warm-up act, right? No, the Doobies are the warm-up act.
Doobie is the warm-up act, and I love Santana so much that I get a front-row seat.
Wow. And he's unusual in that he's not a singer, right? He's a frontman as a guitar player. And he changes his singers through the years.
He changes his singers. He brought back a drummer from 50 years ago.
Really?
Who... In fact, we're celebrating 50 years of Woodstock. He had one of the best songs at Woodstock, Soul Sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. What else did he do? Well, he did Evil Woman at Woodstock?
Yeah, Evil Woman.
Santana, you know that tune of his called Europa?
Europa, yep.
That's like one of the most beautiful songs ever. No no vocals on that, but beautiful.
Samba Pati. It's another one. He's just an incredible guitar player. Maybe not the best in concert, but he's just got such soul.
All right, Bert. Have a good time.
Okay. Thank
Enjoy.
You.
Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be a good night. Bert always gets a front row seat for Carlos Santana. There it is. There's Europa. Oh, it's just such pretty music. No need for singing on that. The guitar does the singing. Let's go to Tim in Manchester next. Hello there, Tim.
Yeah, not knowing the exact parameters of this whole thing.
There are no parameters.
All right, that's fine. I give a nod to Charlie Daniels because I'm a big Southern rock fan. Mm-hmm. But one of the greatest frontmen ever was Donnie Van Zant, brother of Ronnie Van Zant,
mm-hmm.
lead singer for 38 Special. Amazing showman, did an left it all on the stage. It was amazing. And I've seen Elvis, I've seen Harry Chapin, I've seen ELO.
You saw Elvis Presley?
Yeah.
Really? Wow. So you go way back. Now, you're into the Southern rock. Does that include Allman Brothers? Because I'm surprised nobody's mentioned that.
The Allman Brothers band is a Southern rock band. Mm-hmm. Greg Allman is really great too.
Yeah, he had a great voice.
Donnie is so often overlooked and frequently underrated. He just does a great job.
Well, 38 Special never got huge, did they?
No, I mean they were a niche group. They were really strong among Southern rockers, but they had a really good sound.
Cool. All right, Tim. Thank you for taking part in this. Oh no! I just saw somebody whose name I'm not looking forward to talking about. Al calling from Bloomfield. What's up, Al?
Hey, you guys got to be insane if you don't mention John Fogerty. Somebody who could bring jazz, blues, country, western, all together at one point. He's from New Orleans. And you people ignore this man?
No, we were just saving him for you, Al. Come on now.
Well, somebody got to be crazy because he could do all those things at one point. And Creedence Clearwater Revival was the best group ever existed when you got a lead singer that could bring all those genres together. What's wrong with you?
We were just leaving it for you. That's my wife's favorite band. Thank you for mentioning
Creedence. You guys insane, man. If you don't mention him, come on, man. Get together. Now.
We just mentioned him, Al.
You better than that now. You better than that now. You
thank you.
John Fogerty.
Thank you for filling that hole in the list. Here he is. Yeah. Oh, good stuff. 860-522-9842. No, Al, look, don't take it personally. There's lots of bands. There's lots of bands. RJ, hello there. What do you think?
Well, mine is a personal one because I saw her. My very first concert is Joan Jett.
And when was that? When was Joan Jett hitting you on your first concert?
It was 1986.
86. So that was, it wasn't her first concert, but it was yours.
It was my first concert. I had just gotten my license, freedom mm-hmm. to drive, went yep. and saw Joan Jett.
And you took a bunch of friends in the car?
Oh yeah, of course. This was back before they had those laws, yep.
Were you drinking on the ride up?
No, actually we were... We were 16, we were still sober, and just hyped to be at the concert.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad you had a pure, good, fun time with Joan Jett. All right, thank you for that, RJ. Yeah, there's... all right, Jody, you're the one I was... He is not my favorite. Go ahead, Jody.
Hey, how about Jimmy Buffett?
How about Jimmy Buffett?
I mean, think about how many years and years and years and the following he has. And people will travel to, oh, my God, you know, 20 different shows a year just to see him.
How many a year do you go to?
Just one. I've been to see him 6 times,
mm-hmm.
most recently up at Great Woods last weekend, as a matter of fact.
How was the show?
The show was phenomenal. He really does engage wherever he is. He loves Massachusetts. He loves coming up there because he does have a place out near Montauk, and so he just takes his boat in.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, fabulous show.
All right, glad you enjoyed it.
Yep, you have to go see him.
I will never go see Jimmy Buffett. I'm not like, it's just my opinion, like everybody says. I don't want to be insulting. To me, he's just a showman who figured out there was a niche there to be the party animal songwriter. And so I've never gone for it. It was too cute for me, always. But to each his own. 860-522-9842. Siri, I mean, what is the purpose of the whole thing? And it's different for everybody. And a lot of this, we're looking for the number one best front man ever. And obviously there's going to be a big range of opinion on this. And Bruce Springsteen is number one on this Billboard list, and that bums me out. You know, even though I know Bruce Springsteen is a huge talent, he's not one of my favorites. But what does that mean? Nothing.